fire in response to that May employment report. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschutz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's that typical familiar summertime pattern now underway with not a lot of day-to-day change. It's getting hotter and more humid with a high today and tomorrow around 91, low tonight 67. And both today and tomorrow, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms. They will be few and far between, though. Then a hot day on Sunday with a high around 93 with more isolated pop-up storms possible. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. We'll be in the lower 90s both days with a small risk of those afternoon and evening storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Russell County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man who fired a gun at a utility worker who was trying to shut off his water. It happened in Phoenix City on Wednesday. Deputies later pulled the man over on Highway 31 and Ware Road. The suspect presented a firearm out the window of his vehicle and deputies shot him. A man has been charged with murder in connection to a recent homicide. 28-year-old Jaquan Hartwell is a suspect in the May 29th shooting death of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Hartwell was taken into custody Thursday. He's in Montgomery jail without bond. Montgomery Fire and Rescue have started the Hero Boston Butts fundraiser. The firefighters are selling Boston Butts to the community for $45. All proceeds are going to the Montgomery firefighters that were injured in the fatal house fire that occurred last month. The fundraiser begins today at 4 p.m. in the Rick and Moe's parking lot. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house and down at Tucker right now. They've got candy, they've got nuts, and they've got Sunshine Corner.
Sunshine Corner is one of our new things. It's a sign company. We can make those signs customized. It'll say life is better at Lake Martin or life is better at Lake Jordan. You know, everybody always wants Lake Jordan stuff. We never had it. Well, now we got it. So we've got a lot of that. That's a new product. What we're known for is our candies, and Lord, we make them fresh daily. We have made lots and lots of roasted and salted pecans, praline pecans, honey pecans, cinnamon pecans, barbecue pecans. We've got all kinds of candies. And if you don't want candy, we got regular raw pecans, which are very healthy for you. We've got those in stock. Somebody asked me one day, said, what's tiger butter? Well, tiger butter is white chocolate and peanut butter made into a pan and cut just like grandma used to make. We've got the drumsticks. We've got all the great candies we've always had.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like on Facebook.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am your host, Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here with me. Sky is with me as well. We've got all kinds of folks. Big Dave and everybody is holding down the fort here in Central Alabama. We appreciate all of you in the River Region. Today is a Friday. It is the second day of June in the year of our Lord, 2023. I hope you are having a great morning so far, and I hope the last 21 hours have been good for you as well. Abster, how are you this morning?
It's Friday.
It's Friday? You're good? What kind of hat is the former Miss Alabama wearing today?
My son-in-law has a hat company, and it's Muddy Water Timberfowl. And
muddy water, muddy
he's
timber.
He's a duck hunter.
Muddy timber waterfowl.
Yep.
Okay.
And I liked his hat. And I was like, Ben, can I wear your hat?
So you're merching.
So
pimping out merchandise for the son-in-law.
Everybody doesn't have the greatest son-in-law, but I do.
You do have the greatest son-in-law. And my mother-in-law has the greatest son-in-law.
Does she? Well, we can battle over that. Okay. But he brought some hats over last night, and we were just trying them all out. And I was like, that's pretty awesome.
I like it.
Thank you.
So the duck that is the muddy timber waterfowl.
Yeah.
Is his head like a skeleton head?
Look how cute he is. Like, he's just the cutest duck. But my hair's not great, so I'm not taking it off.
Oh, so you're doing the hat because it's a bad hair day?
Well.
Because you started out early.
Not really. I don't know, but I love the hat. Because it kind of looks like the penguins or the pelicans. New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, he does more look like a pelican.
What's the name of it again? What's the name of the company?
Muddy. I'm reading it off the hat.
Okay.
Muddy timber waterfowl.
Is that any salute to legendary blues man Muddy Waters? Maybe?
You know what? I need to ask Ben. I don't know. But he listens to the show.
That would be pretty cool if it was.
Yeah. And we'll find out because we're having a family dinner. It's also Chris Shaver's birthday today, you guys.
All right. Happy birthday out to Chris.
Yeah. So it's a day. So, yeah. How are you today?
All is good. I'm doing well.
You all right?
We'll change here and there. Update on the raccoons.
Please tell them.
It's important.
Yes.
One of them, I wouldn't say parachuted, but he airdropped into the facilities.
No, he did not.
Earlier today. Yes.
Where?
I don't know what part of the facility. I just know that he did earlier, and Master Tide captured him.
Okay.
I'm so sad I didn't see that.
And took him outside.
Oh.
To let him go, like any humane person would.
Right.
And the raccoon tried to attack him.
No.
They could be Kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
No,
he
did not.
So there's been a bunch of mansplaining going on down around the facilities. And I said, you know, sometimes mansplaining is not wrong. So when man is splaining, hey, these things look cute, but they are not cuddly creatures. It's okay to mansplain that, isn't it? Sometimes the mansplaining is accurate.
Absolutely, and necessary. Like, save somebody's face.
I mean, y'all are not looking at me right now. Is this to benefit me? Because I think the little bandits are adorable,
yes,
but they will
so
cut you.
So you don't want one as a pet?
No, I hear you.
I believe that Todd, how would I put it? I think Master Todd had to possibly adjust his attitude just a tad.
Mm.
You know, just like, hey.
He's fortunate that's all that got adjusted in this case.
At least he's not the ER getting a shot.
I think it was a junior woodchuck raccoon, not a full-grown bull moose raccoon, which is terrible. All right, that reminds me. I don't know why so many things in my life revolve around old Disney movies. I get it. Before Disney decided to make their deal with Satan. Literally, apparently. But remember what's the one? Incredibles.
Yes.
Okay, so it's Pixar, really. So it's pseudo when before Pixar decided they would put in goofy woke stuff in their stuff too. But there was the Incredibles 2 where the baby's learning he's got his powers.
Oh, yes.
And he learns he has his powers mostly fighting the raccoon from outside.
Yes.
And that raccoon is tough and mean, too. And that's what I'm picturing.
Yes.
Is all the people are like, oh, these raccoons are so cute. They're so cuddly. They're so awesome. I just want to snuggle with them and take them home. They are horrible little creatures.
They are horrible little creatures. Did you mean to go Mickey Mouse on that or Minnie Mouse? It was Mickey. That was Mickey.
Oh, with the Mickey voice?
But you're right.
No, it was accidental.
But you're right. And I don't know what it is in a female, and there are only still two genders, male, female, that we think they're cute and we should hold them. Like, I don't understand
that. It's a nurturing thing.
I know you're telling me.
It's the other, what is that? That's the, who were the one with the minions?
Yeah.
The Minions. What is that series?
The Minions. That's the Minions.
Is it the Minions?
Yeah, I think it's the Minions.
Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Where the little girl gets the stuffed animal at the fair, and it's like, he's so cuddly or snuggly,
yes,
whichever one it is. So
yes,
cuddly. That is. Look, that's women. I'm sorry.
I know it is. I'm gonna admit that.
You're gonna
right
fess
here
up?
Because I'm 50 and I don't care anymore. It is our natural inclination. We should stop trying to fight against the way God made us, okay?
Right.
Except we probably should listen when it comes to raccoons who fall out of ceilings. Those are not our friends.
No. I mean, he could have been trying to jump on somebody. He's like, got this bombardier target out. Here he comes. He's coming by. They're coming by again. Well, you want to get the big old, you want to get the heavy set man, you want to get the woman. I think the woman likes us. Get the man. Okay, fine. I'm jumping on him. That's what I'm doing.
Geronimo.
That's right.
Can you see him?
I can see it.
And he missed. What do raccoons say is profanities when they miss? Crap.
They'll let you know. That raccoon was stressed and probably frightened, and he became aggressive.
He might have been a little hungry.
Friendly, but he was stressed. He'd been scared.
Yeah.
And out of his environment, and that's when they're very dangerous. They are wild animals.
Okay? My gosh. Guys, I want to let you know there's an update. Alert, alert, alert.
Right.
The raccoons fell out near the women's bathroom.
It's all now.
Okay. She was all worried about it yesterday.
There was a reason why I looked in every nook and cranny in the very spotless bathroom.
Hey, a little more inside information. It does not take the women folks long to go to the bathroom when the raccoons are in the ceilings.
It's in and out.
I'm like, dang, that's the fastest I've ever seen a lady go to the bathroom ever. I thought you said you had to go to the restroom. I'm back.
That is painfully true. We haven't even had any sugar. And that is true.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So that is the ongoing saga of the raccoons.
Okay, so how many do we estimate are still in the building?
Only time will tell.
I think there were three young'uns and two adults. One adult was caught the first time, so we still have an adult in there somewhere, and I think two young'uns No. They had trapped one youngin yesterday.
Okay.
So maybe we're down to one youngin left. We'll have to get an update on that to find out how many are left. But they did not look scared. I mean, you're giving them way too much credit for being stressed because they were looking out of the hole in the ceiling like, hey, what you going to do about it? Yeah. And then the other one, there's a smart one and a dumb one. You know what I'm saying? It's Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
And the other one's like, hey, I don't know. You think they got some candy? No, that's the other one's just, no, they're not stressed. The kids aren't stressed. Mama might be stressed.
Well, she will be in protective mode, too. So. Yeah,
but I'm thinking it's the dad.
What happened
still
to the professionals
there?
That were supposed to?
I don't know what happened to them. I know they were supposed to be there. They were supposed to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Master Todd meets them, and they're not there.
Hmm.
Hmm. Maybe they knew they were going to need a bigger trap.
I'm wondering.
We're going to need a bigger trap. Yeah. We're going to need a bigger boat.
There's some mutant raccoons around here. You got we don't want any part of this. You're on your
what
own.
I'm wondering is if they fixed the hole in the building and if the raccoon that was let out just a little while ago, 100 yards from the hole, is just like, son, I guess I'm going back.
Yeah. Okay, could we'll try be. This. Take two.
So anyway, I knew people were interested and wanted to know such things, so we've got them all up to speed. Did y'all see, look, I know this is not a sports show, but has anybody paid attention to the NBA playoffs? Look, I know the NBA is a bunch of wokesters. I don't watch the NBA hardly at all, but I really wanted LeBron James in L.A. to lose, even though I don't care that much. Because, you know, LeBron is always like, I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest ever. He probably secretly despises Michael Jordan because everybody goes, no, you're not.
Jordan's
Michael Jordan
the best.
Is. And they just look away. So that whole concept of I'm the best, I'm the greatest, who's the GOAT, who's not the GOAT, et cetera, it's funny because... Have you ever seen this guy, Nikola, I'm going to get his name,
Jokic. We're an NBA family. Are you kidding me?
Nikola Jokic. So do y'all watch the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're woke?
Look, it's still a game.
It is.
With a ball that goes in a bucket.
Yeah.
And it's still
sport. So if you can just watch the game and not hear the commentators,
watch the game, not hear ESPN. Cut the rest of it out. But these are my son and husband's two favorite teams, the Heat and the Nuggets. They love
really?
Them.
So which one loves the Nuggets and which one loves the Heat?
They like both of them. Uh-huh. Will is hoping that... Chris loves the Nuggets, and he liked their uniforms last night.
Okay.
Will, though, hopes the Heat ends up pulling it out.
Right.
But Jokic is amazing. Did you hear what they said about him and his recruiting and how he was not fast, he was not explosive, and here he is dominating.
He's still not fast and not explosive.
No,
right.
But he's dominating the game.
He really is. It's amazing to see. And he's from where? From some foreign country.
He's from not Slovenia, but
Transylvania.
He's from a Russian country. Let's just Serbia, maybe. I don't know, but he's a freak of nature.
It's one of those. The mercenaries will kill everybody in
yes,
town
but
kind
not
of country.
Right. Djokovic.
He's just super nice.
But it's amazing to hear his story because he should not be doing what he's doing.
Right.
And he is. And that's what makes it fun to watch is, yes, they are wokesters in the NBA. They are ridiculous. They are bowing to China. But it's still a game. And it's fun to watch. So, yes, no, my boys are all
they're
about
all
the
about
playoffs.
It. Yes. So you know Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
Jokic?
Yes.
Jokic. And they call him the Joker.
Joker. They call him the Joker. Yes.
Out of Denver. So he is this gigantic guy from one of the Erbias or
Stans
or the Akias. I mean, he's from over there. Right. Okay. And for all the people like, Scott, you're so stupid.
He's from
you know
Sombor,
good and well.
Serbia.
Okay, he's from Serbia, which, again, we don't know where that is. We're Americans. We don't
Eastern
know where
Europe
that is
somewhere.
And it's over there somewhere, and like Ab says, it's right by Russia.
Right.
Which is a really big country that picked on a little... Oh, that's my Kamala thing. Sorry. But he was asked a fascinating question. So they beat LeBron in them, and they ask him this asinine question that journalists ask... about whether or not he's the best player on the team. Of course they do.
He is or LeBron is or...
No, that he is, that Jokic is.
Well, that's a leading question.
And I would love to play it for you. I'm not sure, 100% sure I can from here today, but he says in this very Serbian-sounding voice, he says, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. And I'm cool with that.
Fair enough.
And then he goes on to say, there are times when other people on my team are the best and they get it done. I'm like, that is like the perfect answer.
Team player.
He's not saying I stink. He's not playing fake humility. He says, sometimes I am. So that's not even him. He's much better than that. And sometimes I'm not. And I thought, that is so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to so many other professional athletes.
The me, me, me.
I'm the man. I'm like, you're not the man. I don't even know who you are. But
it's brilliant. They say that in practice sometimes they're like, there's no way this guy's as good as they say. And then when he's in the game, she can't stop him. But there's a humility there.
Right.
There's a hunger there. He's fun to watch.
It's fascinating. I watched the game. He had like as many rebounds as he had points. He had like more rebounds than the whole other team and stuff. I mean, he's just a lumbering giant.
You're almost getting me interested enough to watch the NBA again.
Well, I don't want to cause you to sin. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
They brought
we'll
it
be
on
back.
Themselves.
I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to finance your next home? Many people that could qualify and afford a home sometimes stay on the sidelines and rent versus buying or delay moving up to a bigger, nicer home because of financing. The first fear first home homebuyers have is the concern about down payment needed to buy a home. Well, the good news is the state of Alabama has many different programs to help enable first time homebuyers to buy a home with very little down payment through the Alabama Home Finance Authority. Third, veterans, active duty personnel, National Guardsmen have the VA that can help them buy with no money down and with reasonable rates. Also, many local lenders have in-house programs and conventional type loans that help people get into a house now. If you wait to buy a house for a lower rate, the prices of homes, even modest homes, have seen price increases every year for the last 3 years. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 221-2883.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are back, everybody. Welcome to the program, Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819news.com. Check them out. Go over to the website. Join the party. Join the effort. Join the fight.
That's the way you help us. Red Pilled is very good about saying this. Support what you love or it goes away.
Yes.
We don't take it for granted that we've had great feedback from our listeners, great feedback online. Mm-hmm. We've got amazing, Alabama is full of amazing people, but we would be so grateful if you would go and click on one of the boxes. If you go to 1819news.com and go become a member today, join the fight from $5 a month on up.
I could afford $5 a month.
I can do $5 a month. Right. So if you would, maybe we can, from the next month, do a $5 Friday and see how many people we can get to join the fight.
There you go.
So that, hey, we're here with you.
When I thought it was $7, I was like, I can't do that.
No, that's $7 Sunday. That's
most Americans, most Alabamians can do $5.
We can do $5.
Just
$5 a month.
Skip one monster?
I mean, that's like a dollar and what, 12 cents a day? Like, I don't even know. A week? $25?
We'll go with $1.25 a week.
I mean, there you go. That's all. That's it. So $5 Friday, see how many people we can have to join. Join the fight. Here we are. Support what you love. Because we don't ever want to go away.
Absolutely. Very well said. All right, we're going to do the experiment here for two reasons. One is I want you to hear this guy.
Okay.
And the other one is I want to see if I can make it work.
Okay.
That's basically. So this is Doncic. You'll be able to hear the, and you can tell me if I need to go up or down or whatever. I've got the little controller here. And we will say, and I'm gonna be mad if it doesn't work. But it'll be okay.
It's going to work, Scott.
All right, here we go.
It's Friday. It's going to be great.
Ready?
Yes, let's go.
This is on 4, and here we go. Can you hear it, Sky?
I cannot hear anything.
You cannot hear it. All right, so we're just going to keep working here a minute. There's some computer issue, not a bad issue, but I know how this stuff works. I figured it out through the years, and I bet you it does not like seeing. All right, we're going to try it one more time.
Okay.
And then if it doesn't, I'm just going
to
give it up.
You're just going to have to speak in his accented voice. That's what you're going to have to do. We're all waiting for it. You've got your Belvedere voice. Now you're going to have your Serbian voice.
It sounds very similar to Mickey Mouse at times. Absolutely nothing?
No.
Okay. Well, look, here's the deal. Djokovic is... Oh, you got it?
How about now?
Nada.
Nada.
No.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Well, it has worked in the past when we turn this off. Yep. All right. You're not getting it. Not today.
So that means everybody's going to have to tune in and watch and listen to the Joker because he is a lumbering, what'd you call him? A lumbering Serbian?
He is just a big, gigantic guy, and he looks slow as Christmas, but he gets the right person the ball. He is amazing. Here's one of the responses. There's a weird earnestness and naivete to some of his answers that separate him from other NBA players. Not naming names, but sometimes pro athletes do the fake humble thing, which is what we were talking about earlier, and it's very transparently fake. But Jokic says things so ineloquently, I tend to believe him. And I think part of it is what you said, that he wasn't expected to be that good.
Right.
Because he's just not. If you were picking the NBA team you had people just standing there, you would not pick him.
No, you would not.
And it's just, I mean, he's got a little bit of so many different players in him. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. And he's gigantic, Sky.
Is he 6'11"?
And he'll just pull up from downtown.
How much is gigantic in the NBA these days?
What is, he is 6'11".
Power forward, I guess.
He's 6'11". Yep. Brings the ball down part of the time. It looks like you should be able to just run up and take it away from him, but you can't. And then if you step off too far, he just stops and just rains threes from way out on you. And if you come out, he'll just pass it to the guy coming in, then he'll lumber in, they'll pass it back, and he just, all of a sudden, for three steps, he's like lightning. And you're like, you got scored on, and then he runs back to the other end like doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop. It's fascinating.
Who's got
I'm telling
him?
You.
Who's got him? Is LeBron?
He's on the Denver Nuggets.
Nuggets.
But is LeBron assigned to?
No, LeBron did not cover him. Game I watched, I only watched one. They put another guy on him that is really good. I think it was.
I'll tell you.
Tremont, was it Green?
It's probably Trayvon Green.
Trayvon Green.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who had him. Now Trayvon had a great game as well. But he was the defensive specialist, and it was fascinating. But I still have my issues with the NBA, as I'm going to have to ask Abs, the NBA fan.
What's the title of the clip?
It's probably made it.
Recaps great win for Nuggets in Game 1 versus Heat.
No, Jokic, best player, or I'm not the best player. You might find it that way. I found it on Twitter.
Okay. Twitter.
But one of the things about the NBA, I've only been to a couple NBA games.
Right.
One of them I went to, it looked like they were actually trying. The other one was getting close to the end of the year. Neither team was going to make the playoffs, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible. They didn't care. And that's part of my problem with the NBA. There's too many times where they look like they don't really care. College players kill themselves, throw their bodies on the floor. They're just doing everything to win. Some of them are doing it because they want to be in the NBA. Other ones are doing it because this is going to be, this is it for them.
Mm-hmm.
College ball is it for them. But too many of the professional, at least basketball players, just look like they're like, I don't care.
They don't hustle on defense.
Have you seen the clip? There is a clip out there that shows a segment of one of the NBA playoff games recently where, the guy just runs by and does the layup, and they scored 150 points. They're so awesome. And then it showed, like, back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All of a sudden he gets he's about to make the layup and somebody like throws a forearm on him. They're fighting.
Yeah.
The score is 86 to 85.
The legendary Detroit versus Boston games.
Yes, people have blood. They're dying. And now it's like, poof, foul. You looked mean at LeBron and didn't let him get it. He didn't let him lay it up.
My limited NBA watching, I do enjoy the medley of LeBron's flops. Where they have like a minute of him just flopping on the court trying to draw.
That was one of the things that brought it up, man. Was last week or the week before. I guess it was in this playoff series against Denver. He flops where no one touches him.
Right,
and the ref called a foul.
Those are the LeBron fouls, you guys.
They're called the LeBron fouls?
So what you have the 6'9 fouls, and that means they're only going to see the tallest people. And then beyond that,
You're guilty of those.
You're guilty immediately, no matter if the little guy went and pinched you in the elbow or like dragged your jersey. Who cares?
Right.
They only see you. Then you've got the LeBron fouls. And that is, they'll call whatever he does because he is the
LeBron.
Yeah, that's a cheap way to.
It's just so
But I have some questions about this on the other side about why they run and act like, eh, I don't care sometimes, and sometimes I do. Okay. I got questions.
Yeah, you're supposed to have the answers.
Well,
you're
I may the have NBA the answers, expert. And maybe I'm yeah, just you're asking the expert. You questions.
Okay.
Okay?
Rhetorical questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got it. We're being woman-splained.
How about that?
I'm feeling oppressed.
Equality. Most diverse show in radio.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant. And I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. And always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's that typical familiar summertime pattern now underway with not a lot of day-to-day change. It's getting hotter and more humid with a high today and tomorrow around 91, low tonight 67. And both today and tomorrow, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms. They will be few and far between, though. then, a hot day on Sunday with a high around 93 with more isolated pop-up storms possible. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. We'll be in the lower 90s both days with a small risk of those afternoon and evening storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. WebBobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We are back, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Don't forget to tell people about this show. I was going to give you the 1-800 number, but I don't know where it is.
You know what? Sky knows the 1-800 number. I grabbed that.
He probably
piece of
doesn't.
Paper,
I bet he doesn't. It.
1-800-828. That's not it.
No. 82.
This is
hilarious. 272-228 here in the local Montgomery area.
Do the area code number.
Scott, we usually have our piece of paper, and I didn't realize how reliant we had on that because we have so many other facts and figures. But just call us.
I don't memorize well numbers.
You don't?
I think I have a touch of
the tism?
The lexic. When it comes to numbers. Oh, no, look, I'm being serious about that. The phone numbers. You know, like growing up back in the day before you had all this texting and Snapchat and all that stuff, you saw the pretty girl, my wife, she's like, hey, can I have your number? And she gave me the number, and I'm like, she gave me the wrong number. Oh, no. I had the digits transposed, that's just the way it is. I'll get them all right, but like two. So if it was 631-6600, it'd be like, I would do 631-6006. And I'm like, that is not right.
Oh, yeah,
there's a little glitch. There's just a little hang up. So I'm just not good at memorizing numbers. Like, if I lose my phone.
Oh, you're done.
I can't call anybody that I know. I don't know. The only phone number I know is my wife's. Well, I don't know my children's phone numbers because they're all in there as names.
The modern phone has become the great equalizer for you because none of us know anybody's numbers anymore. None of us. You take that phone away from us, we're helpless, man.
Right, because I just call Sky. I have no idea what your number is.
No, there's no need.
Hey, I guess that's what I'm here for, isn't it?
To give you the numbers? Because,
yeah, I can, what? I can
well,
remember
can
my
remember
childhood phone number.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 1-800-289-9228.
Yeah, I can remember Jesus, all those numbers, but I'm talking about the modern numbers. Do you have those memorized?
What are the modern?
You know, the ones that are in your phone that you've never had to commit to memory.
What is your what is Will's real cell number?
I can't tell you that out loud.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
She says she knows it.
I'm gonna hold it up so you know that I feel like there's a lot of woman-splaining
today. She also knows that I don't know. She can just put anything down.
Sure.
That is his real number. Okay. I'll give you all my kids' numbers.
My wife knows all these things. Okay, look, all right, here's the question. And she doesn't have to give us all of them, but this is a test. For all the people that say men and women are the same.
See, everybody's phone number right there.
That is just wrong. How many of your credit cards do you know the number?
You know what? I'd like to not admit that. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. And Mr. Amazon driver, if you could just make sure that you deliver when I am home, that would be great.
Man. I'm impressed.
I don't have any idea what my credit card number is.
What I commit to memory is on a need-to-know basis, okay?
And I've decided at my age, I don't need to know.
It's in my pocket, man. I just pull it out and look at it.
I don't have the brain matter,
the gray matter to spare.
Well, that's because you burned a lot of it up in the past.
Right.
Scott.
That's right. Lucky
Scott, enough. Here's the deal.
Okay.
I think it's this. We have selective hearing, selective... intake.
Okay.
We know now.
Women or people?
What we've done. You meant when we become 50 and up.
Okay.
We do this thing where it's almost like you just push everything out, and unless you have to know it, it's not going in. But I'm wondering if y'all are with your wives. Do you even take your phone? Do you take your wallet, or do you let your wife, like Chris will say, we'll be somewhere paying for dinner. We're on a date.
Right.
He's like, hey, do you have your wallet? I mean, it's coming out of the same account anyway.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's all
but
the
I'm
same
like,
money.
Where's your wallet? He's like, well, it's at home. Right. Or we're going somewhere, and if he's by himself, he'll get there. But if I'm in the car, I have to let him pass the exit before he goes, was that the wrong? Yes, it was. Do y'all do the same thing? Is that a man thing where you're kind of relying on your lady to help you with certain things?
Do you want the unfiltered, honest versions?
Yes.
Or do you want the cushy, feel-good 2023?
No, I want the
feel-good
answer.
You want the real, honest truth.
Sky, I want the real answer.
All right, so you know Sky was saying, look, I don't need to know that. I have a list in my pocket.
Yes.
The real honest answer for men is that back in the day, when we were out hiking with Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett and trying to settle the country and all that kind of stuff, we needed to remember the trails and the paths and those kinds of things. But if there was someone in the group, it was like Davy's little cousin, you remember him, Kenneth?
Kenneth
Crockett. Kenneth Crockett.
Sure.
Yeah.
He was in the back.
I knew him.
And Kenneth would always be like, we got to turn right up here by the big oak. And so the rest of us were like, you think, we don't even care. We just keep talking, doing our thing, thinking about what, because we've got Kenneth. Kenneth is going to tell us where the turn is. Modern man has decided that, look, I don't need to know where the turns are because my wife is sitting beside me. And even if I know, she's going to say, you know, the turn's right up here. Yes, dear. So we just don't. So now when the women get to the age where they don't want to tell us all the time because they're just really looking at their phone and looking at Pinterest or listening to
that
books
hurts
or whatever.
A little bit, Scott.
And now we don't know that Kenneth is not there anymore. Kenneth got killed by the Indians. And we're just walking down the trail and Kenneth he's decided that he can't speak at the moment.
Oh.
So we just drive right by. And Kenneth, then Kenneth goes, y'all missed it. You missed it.
Kenneth has been replaced by Miss Google. I'm afraid.
Yes. So that's what it is. It's a need to know thing. And Now that y'all have decided y'all don't need to tell us as much, we just drive right by.
Okay, well.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Does it hurt?
It hurts a little.
Okay.
But I know that is my purpose because I know that my husband, just like you, Sky, perfectly capable, great leader. Got it? But when we're in the car, you know, I'm like, well, do I need to say anything today or not? Because I can't. Like, I don't want to, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that hurt, didn't it? Yeah, so am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
We're getting some real inside information here. Tell us no.
Well, I'll tell you what I've begun doing, and I don't know why. So I'm very habit-forming, apparently. And whatever's on my mind. And look, I've told y'all before, if I'm driving, I look at stuff. I'm like, what is wrong with him? Who is that? Who would leave that out? Hey, that's the coolest thing. And my wife's usually like, you don't have to tell me everything. I'm like, but the show doesn't end, baby. Look, that's an important thing for me to tell you about. And did you know what they do with that? That's crazy. But we'll be driving like we're supposed to go to church. And when you come out of our neighborhood headed towards town, there's two big turns, okay? You can make the right turn and go to town, which is Garndale. You go straight, which is coming to Birmingham, Fultondale, and everywhere. And we'll go right by the turn, and we're supposed to be going to church. And now Lori has gotten to the point where she just goes, where are you going?
Yeah.
And I'm like, to Lowe's.
You're on autopilot.
Like, you're on autopilot,
yes,
aren't you? And she's like, but we're going to church. I know. And because I'm just not thinking anymore.
Right.
So
you know what I do now?
What?
I just point my finger. I don't say a word.
Really?
I've learned. I don't want to be aggressive. I understand that I've been told I can be aggressive in the car.
Really?
This is Honesty Friday, is it not?
Well, what happens when women take the wrong turn?
We never take the wrong turn.
Right,
so I just literally
good
just
to
point
know.
My... Like, if we're going somewhere new, I'll just...
Here's the question before the break.
Okay.
And maybe we need to ask the listeners this one.
Okay.
When the woman is driving, I'll ask Sky, get him in trouble. He may want to plead the fifth too. Do you ever grab the old crap bar? That's not the official name, but like put your hand on the dash or grab the handle to brace yourself for the impact that is probably imminent.
Not so much that, Scott, but I do when I'm in the passenger seat and the wife's driving. Mm-hmm. I wear out that imaginary brake sometimes, man.
You're pumping the brakes?
Yeah, I'm hitting hard,
and
man.
What does she say?
I don't let her see that, but I'm on it, man.
Okay.
I've got it on the floorboard.
Lori,
smart man.
Lori sometimes gets a little ill with me for being like, she's like, I've been driving forever. I'm like, I know. You could stop them. You don't look. We don't have to read the, you know, the VIN number etched into the bumper. You know, the little tiny. We don't have to see that.
I've worn out that brake pad on many times.
Oh man, that's good.
Good brakes.
That hurts a little bit.
A little truth.
Yes, for the truth.
I did.
We got to take a break. We'll get to your calls. We got all kinds of stuff today. You don't want to miss it. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Picture this. A serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty. A place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning. You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
There's one collision shop in Montgomery that stood the test of time, and that's Montgomery Paint and Body. MPB is PPG certified. They have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, as well as Underwriters Lab approved. They're recommended by J.D. Powers and Associates and Road and Track Magazine. Why have they been endorsed by such prestigious groups? It's because MPB goes several steps beyond others when they repair your vehicle. Trim and bumpers are removed for painting instead of being taped off. The Turners still own and operate MPB. In fact, when you go in, see Brandon Turner. Brandon is there day in and day out, and he and the staff can answer all your questions. And if your vehicle needs to be repaired, make sure it goes to MPB. Tell your insurance company you want it repaired right and that you're insisting on Montgomery Paint and Body. Hey, MPB also replaces windshields. Montgomery Paint and Body, where your vehicle will be repaired good as new, maybe better. MPB on East Shirley, just off the East Boulevard, behind Courtesy Auto Sales. Call 279-7325.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal. Call JB Windows and Siding, your home exterior expert. Siding, windows, trim, carports, awning, roofing, and more. JB Windows and Siding uses only top quality home improvement product. Add low maintenance, beauty, value to your home for years to come. Call JB Windows and Siding today at 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are back, everybody. We are trying to, I still want to play that Jokic clip, but it would require my new cell phone to actually work. Can I just say officially that there's different levels, Amy Beth. I don't like cell phones anyway, but I think I hate my new cell phone more than I hated my old cell phone.
Why is that?
Well, my old cell phone, I still had like an 8, an iPhone 8.
Well, I have a 9 now.
See? And now this is like a 13, 14, whatever. I had it so long that they were like, look, if you'll just get a new phone, we'll give you a deal. You know how they, we'll give you $400, this kind of dollars.
Just can't resist.
They're like, he's never going to buy a new phone. Yeah. And we're trying to make the old one break, but he's pampering it. So I got the new one. It doesn't work as well at my house. It doesn't, the reception is not as good. When I go in the basement, it cuts out. And I'm like, wait a minute, my old 8 was fine. What did y'all do to this one? All the surveillance software is causing it not to work as well. That's my theory. And I'm always telling that folks at Apple, look, just quit. Don't be woke. I usually say it more crudely than that. You don't have to be woke. Just make my phone work.
How is a Baptist crude?
Well, because I would say... I would just ask Mr. Cook to quit chasing people around and focus on making my phone work. That's all. Okay, so fill in the blanks.
I got you. Okay.
That's how we did it.
Okay.
These old 8s and 9s lasted too long, so we got to get a new one, man.
Got to get the new one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, I just don't like the phone, and it doesn't have the home button anymore. Does yours still have a home button?
Yes.
Oh, no. Now it's got the little swappy-do. And when you want to turn your, and Face ID, and when you want to turn on Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, because I turned mine off so my battery will work longer.
So do I.
Oh, no, there's some specific way you have to lightly touch it and slide it down. If you do it too hard, then it goes to the optional apps and all this stuff. I'm like, why?
Just hang on to my 9.
Easily. Yeah. Yeah, stick with the 9 as long as you can. But I want to play this, and if I have to hold up the computer... is what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right, let's try.
So here, we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. This is the way you did it back in the day when you talked on the landline phone and you held up the cassette player so that your girlfriend could hear her favorite song that you waited all night to record. And then your nerdy friend...
And then the
disc
jockey blew it by talking over the outro.
Exactly. That's what he did. And that was you, Sky.
We did
you
it on purpose, it. Too, buddy.
Did
that's
y'all
right.
really?
Yes, absolutely.
And then you had the nerd friend go, you know that's against federal law. You can't just have that and be out playing it. I'm like, well, tell them to come get me. Have you smack them around.
Criminal.
Assault and battery. All right, here is... try this one more time. Scott, you're incompetent. No, I think it's now the Wi-Fi's problem.
Here we go. Years of not being the best player on this team, and you've always resisted that label even through the MVP years. I was curious if you feel like being the best player in a superstar league, if that matters in basketball, or if you feel like it doesn't matter because of how you look at the game. Being the best player.
I'm confused.
You feel you're the best player on the
Nuggets. But it's hard to say because... sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not, and I'm cool with that, and I think everybody else good with that, so... I think the way how we play, everybody can step up and everybody can be a best player in one game or whatever week or whatever, so... I don't know, can I say myself as a best... the ball is in my hands a lot, so... I make a lot of decisions, so... But I don't know, can I be the best player?
Did you hear the NBA fan drop the pan in the back?
It's very, very clear.
There's like, did he just say he might be, he might not be?
And remember, English is not this gentleman's first language. So I thought he did rather well with that leading question.
When he said, I don't understand. I have to kill you.
That was a very good impression.
That's pretty good.
He reminds me of the Russian in the Rocky movie. I'll break you.
Ivan Drago.
How do you know all these things?
Because my husband's a huge Rocky fan.
I think y'all's family's like fans of everybody who's gigantically tall.
And why not?
I'm just noticing a trend. Didn't like the short guys. Poor little Rocky left out. And we're all cheering for the Russian.
I was for the Italians until I realized I wasn't one.
Well, they're not very big. They gave it all up.
And then the Russians after
empire.
That. I'm just saying.
We'll be back. Good looking, but you know I-